Love and marriage, really love funny. And marriage.
I'm a Frank Sinatra fan.
Like I named my first dog Frankie.
Oh, that's cool.
After the chairman of the board, they call him.
Okay.
I don't think you can merengue to Sinatra, though, so sorry.
Not at all, no.
But
this is good, though.
But anyway, it also reminds me it's time to hang out with the Farinis. Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters. Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
Okay. Not too bad for a Monday, let me tell you. And I'm glad you're bringing this up because, you know, some people sail through the first few years of marriage. Maybe they have some conflict. But you're hearing from some folks who are seeing trouble brewing as the kids grow up or maybe the parents are aging. Right? Isn't this what was brought to your attention?
Yes. Actually, we had someone who said that they've kind of been watching other people around them and feeling like their friends maybe are kind of falling apart with the big responsibilities that they have upon them now, perhaps because they didn't have too many when they were younger, which I think, you know, can happen pretty easily. And, you know, this is the stage where a lot of us, Joe and I, our parents are passing away and, you know, our parents are passing away. Now, this happened to us quite a few years ago, but where this is the stage where your kids are getting married, but then your parents are needing a lot of help and passing away. So there's a lot of things going on in people's lives right now.
Now, how many years have you guys been married again?
39 years.
Wow, 39. Congratulations, right. By the way. And Joe, nicely done. You answered, and you answered without hesitation.
Yeah.
Brownie points for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Now, have you two noticed a difference in how you handle crisis early in your marriage versus now?
Yes, there's no question about that. Go ahead,
Sammy. I think for us, you know, one of the things that we wouldn't have said this years ago, okay, but we now in retrospect, I think we can say this, but I think we're really thankful that when Joey was given to us early in our marriage, we had so much going on with his diagnosis of special needs, and there's a whole list of kind of his special needs, but when that happened to us, I mean, we were just married just 2 years and so much was going on and a lot of things seemed to be in a crisis periodically, you know, his health and then always doctor's appointments and certainly therapists for all of the years of his school and just went on and on. So I kind of felt like for us, we were somewhat prepared early where when other people don't have those kinds of issues really soon in their marriage, you're not developing those muscles, you know, those spiritual muscles of being able to lift those weights. You know what I mean? Like you don't just go in and, you know, lift 100 pounds, you work up to that. And I feel like that's maybe what's happened with this particular question where these people haven't had the opportunity. And I do believe it's an opportunity that we're given to really seek the Lord and trust him in those early days. And if we're not given that, I don't think we exercise that same kind of muscle.
That's right. Yeah, those early occasions certainly did shape our thinking and it shaped our perspective, you know, on life in general. The major lessons for me being that life is precious and you need to recognize the value and the significance of each day of your life. And we learned early on, as Cindy was saying, to never take each other for granted and the importance of just working together and staying together. And tragically, in our situation where we do not just marriage and family, but dealing with special needs parents as well, many times we see couples just leaving their marriages because of these same reasons. And that is tragic, not just for the marriage, but also it's terrible for the child and for the rest of the family as well. But these are life tough lessons that will help shape you for the years ahead.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes get nervous when I hear from couples who are like, yeah, you know, we don't really ever have crisis or conflict. I get worried because I'm afraid they won't endure it when it comes, because it's not a matter of if, but when, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Brian. And I think when we say those vows, I know for sure I was one of them. When I recited those vows, I remember thinking, well, it's always going to be for better. It's always going to be enricher. It's always like we're not going to have all those problems because you don't have that when you're dating often.
Right.
There's a few cases maybe here and there that marry in midst of crisis. But when you're young, you know, life just looks so carefree.
Yeah.
But we had a 10-year period, and I'm just going to rattle this off real quick. But If we hadn't had some of the background, I think, of caring for Joey and the things that he taught us, I don't think we could have endured this. But it was about a 10-year period. Joe's dad had been diagnosed with cancer. My dad had been diagnosed with mini strokes and the possibility of the onset of Alzheimer's, which turned out to be true. And then Joe's dad died. And then there was someone in our family who took their own life. And then Dad Farini passed away. And then my mom, she was the well one now in the 6 or 7 year period of time with my dad. My mom died, and 4 days later, my dad died. And then Joe's mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Then we had sort of a betrayal issue that happened in between there in our life. And then not between us, but just, I don't want to go into details, sure. But that happened.
But just something else.
And then,
something
else. And then Christina was getting married. Kathleen was graduating from high school. And, you know, you have to still go on with life. You still have to do whatever your business or work is. And I just really feel like for us personally, because of Joey, we were able to see that we could do this.
Yeah.
You know, you've been through this already. Right. How many years? You can do this. So losing all those people, 5 people in a 5-year period of time, all close to us, was difficult. And yet also challenging in our marriage in a way that said, this can strengthen your marriage instead of tear it apart.
Joe and Cindy, is there a way that younger couples perhaps could prepare ahead of time for when a crisis would hit their marriage?
Yeah, you know, in this situation, I think the best defense in this situation is a good offense. And some ways to really be prepared for those future difficult, inevitable difficulties include developing some disciplines. And that would include simple things like just recognizing the importance of praying together on a daily, regular basis, saying I love you on a daily basis, holding hands, being together. Learn to enjoy just being together. You know, the day is going to come, as Cindy said, the children will leave and tragedy will strike, and all you have is each other. And so a strong, loving, caring marriage is critically important to help you navigate through these difficult times, which will be coming your way at some point in time. Of course, we don't wish these things on anybody,
but
the reality is that, you know, this is life, and it happens. And so it's thankfully you have each other to be able to walk through those difficult times.
So what do you do when the crisis hits? I mean, you can prepare as much as you want, but we're always surprised by a crisis. So what can we do in the midst of it?
Sure.
Yes, I agree with Joe, you know, that whole idea of praying together. But also, I think we need just to be aware that it is going to happen. No one gets through this life without some kind of a challenge. We're going to lose loved ones. We're going to have challenges, whether it be at work, at church, and, you know, in the neighborhood. We're going to have challenges. And so be aware that it's probably going to happen, and don't deny it. Don't be naive to it either. Like, this will never happen to me, like I felt, you know, when I was a young bride. And just to be ready, not only being aware, but being ready. And that way, I don't think things then will surprise you and it won't level you. I think you can then just be ready to say, you know, so here's what we've been waiting for, if you will. And I always like to think about the, you know, we say, you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it might be that train, you know. Now, are you going to just stand there and get hit by it? Or are you going to jump on and say, hey, I'm going to go for the ride? You know, you're going to have to prepare that ahead of time.
You know, you go through these difficult times, Brian, as you know, it's like getting punched in the gut, you know, and it's just never fun. And during those times, you just have to just stop, take a deep breath, both physically and spiritually. Learning how to breathe spiritually is so important. Praying without ceasing, thinking through the situation. Many times it's just difficult to think when you're in the midst of the craziness of it all. But seek counsel, get some advice from those that can help you, especially those who have gone before you in similar difficult times. But really, this is the time to just hold on to each other and don't isolate. And that's the worst thing you can do in this situation, is isolate.
Yeah. Any final thoughts for us as we wrap up today's conversation on dealing with a crisis in marriage?
Yes, I do, actually. You know, one of the things I think when we went through some of those challenging times, and perhaps the person asking this question may be finding the same thing, and that is, if you happen to be the main caregiver, say of your parents, and you have other siblings, you know, within your own family that maybe have their own opinions on things, I would urge the main caregiver to, you know, certainly step up and do what they're believing they should do, but that the other siblings should support that main caregiver and not be a hindrance to them. Because, you know, when you're going through this difficult time, there's a lot of issues that have to be taken care of, whether it's hospital, nursing homes, assisted living, the list goes on and on, healthcare, doctors, all those things. And one of the things, particularly in my family, when my parents were going through this, my sister Sue was really the primary caregiver in terms of all of those things, medicines and all that. And you know what? We would ask her questions like, maybe, you know, what things that, you know, is mom or is dad on? And Joe would, you know, kind of help navigate that. But we tried really hard not to be opinionated, like, why are you doing it that way? And isn't there a better way to do it? Yeah. We just supported what she was doing, knowing that there was no ill intent in any way, if there was anything that we thought maybe could have been done differently. Notice yeah. I didn't say better, just differently.
Right.
So I think, you know, we need to be supportive of each other. And when you don't have that, I think it gets to be really messy.
Great stuff. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. Time flies when you're hanging out with them. So if folks want to reach out to you, maybe even submit a topic, how do they do that?
The best way to submit a topic, if they would be willing to do this, is go just to our website, cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com. But we also love to hear from people on our Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters. And we have a little something for people to read. Every day, something real brief at 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday.
Wonderful. Thanks, you guys. Always appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you.
So much.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.